Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and, of course, happiness. Today, we're going to bring you a show that we hope gives you a little bit of insight on a few things. The two things, or the main important things we're going to talk about today is family and friends. Family and friends. We all have family, and we all have friends. And each of us either sees them as a gift, or we see them as a nuisance. We see them as a vital part of our existence, or we see them as, in some cases, the problem, the reason for all our problems. Well, which is it for you? Or are you one of those people that are in the middle? You know, you can take them or leave them. You don't really care. You're on your own path. You're on your own world. You know, there's different people that see family and friends in different ways. Unfortunately, most of us deal with and interact with family and friends in ways that aren't as productive or as win-win as they could be or win-win as they should be. We live in a busy world where there's all types of things going on around us all the time. And unfortunately, we get distracted. We lose focus. We don't really pay attention to what we should pay attention to. Sometimes we As you hear me say all the time, we become characters and in the process lose our character. We lose our individuality. We lose our originalness. We lose our genuineness. We start to basically make things up that aren't true, and we start to believe that those things that we've made up are true. In some cases because we want to, in some cases because we need to, in some cases because we feel we have to, and in some cases because we just don't know any better. Well, family and friends are important to you and your life. They're a part of your life, whether you like it or not. And it measures in partway by the fact of how you interact with people, how you deal with each individual in your life, be it that you're your family, your friend, or your associate. Now, I'm not going to really go into the definition of family, but I think everybody pretty much knows that. It's somebody that's related to you. And I don't think I really have to go into the definition of friend. A friend is somebody that usually you have things in common with. And because of those common likes and because of the fact that you can get along with that person and in some cases very well, you would consider that person a friend, whether you grew up with them or it's just somebody that you met at a game and you bonded with, you know, or at some other social event that you may have gone to or several social events. And then you have people that you just interact with. These could be coworkers and things like that. They're not necessarily your friends, but they're people that you need to interact with on a regular basis. On a daily basis, you have these interactions. And again, these interactions across the board are important. And they're important for and to most of us, no matter what level of wealth you have or status or social interaction. It is very important that the key to your health, the key to your health, fitness, and mental state is your ability to interact with other people, is your ability to hold a conversation, is your ability to, you know, share thoughts and ideas. They say that one of the number one things that made human beings move up on the evolutionary chart was our ability to communicate, our ability to socialize. So, what is that? That's your ability to do what? Communicate with other people. And again, in this world that we live in, things have gotten a lot faster. At one time, you know, we didn't have speech. Man developed speech that moved us up through that evolutionary chart like nothing else. Then from there, what did we do? We learned how to write. From that writing, we learned to develop thoughts and ideas and share those thoughts and ideas, and that moved us up on that evolutionary chart. Then from there, we learned how to print paper. And once we learned how to actually print paper and find ways to transport our message, that, again, improved us again. Then the telegraph came about. And and communication became even more swifter and more quicker. Then from there we got telephones and then electronic computers. And then from there we've got now television, multimedia marketing. We've got Facebook, we've got LinkedIn, we've got Twitter, we've got iZig, we've got text message marketing, you know, and mobile media marketing, which is right now the number one way of most people communicating, because nobody will go anywhere without their mobile phones. Everybody's realized that in the world that we live in today, your ability to communicate, your ability to express thoughts and ideas are key. However, one of the things that seems to be lacking with a lot of people is that social connection. And when I say a social connection, I mean a real social connection, not just you passing information, but you passing information and that information having heart, that information having more than just the meaning of you getting across some technical or message or something along that line, but more the mindset of you being able to actually take your thoughts and ideas and get others to believe that what you're saying is true and understand that the story does not make you, but you make the story. And how you handle things, that has to happen to you, and you have to make a future for yourself and what you want to do. And your ability to communicate and your ability to interact and your ability to bond with other people and to get your message across to where when you're talking to people, they don't think that you're just talking to talk, but you're actually talking to them. Them believing that you are concerned, them believing that you care. Unfortunately, most of us have let the almighty dollar or our own almighty wants or beliefs kind of cloud our ability to do certain things and communicate. You know, most of us are struggling day after day. Why are we struggling? We're struggling because we fail to communicate in an efficient way so that other people can not only communicate with us, but also can help us as we help them. That is a lack of communication. We also, a lot of times, are not listening. Most of us, when we're talking to somebody, we're not really listening to what they have to say. We're pausing just long enough to wait for them to give us our chance to say the next thing that we want to say. Again, that is not communicating. All right? Communication is when two people have a message and both people are receiving the same message at the same time in the same way and truly understanding each person's point. Not necessarily understanding their point that they're trying to make to each person. Most people are not really communicating. Again, they're not really getting that social interaction, that social bond. They're just kind of marking time. And then a lot of things that they say don't have any power. You have the power to write your own success story. Your life, and in turn, your happiness. Everybody is given the opportunity to have a wonderful life. You don't, you do not have to choose your family. You do not get the chance to choose your family. You do not necessarily always get the chance to choose your associates and your friends. There are some things that kind of, how could I say it? There are some things that kind of set you up. One, where you live, all right? You could have a friend or an associate in Texas, but you don't live in Texas. Or if you were to move to Texas, you could create a whole new body of friends and associates. Why? Because you moved. You know, I used to explain to my kids all the time that you need to understand something, that these kids that you interact with on a regular basis, the only reason that you interact with these kids is because your mother and I decided to move here. If we had never moved here, if we had never moved into this house, your interactions with the people that you're interacting with now would probably not exist. Why? Because the avenue for that association to occur would not have been there. If we'd have moved to New Jersey or California or Florida, then you wouldn't have met the present friends you have. You wouldn't have the present associations. Would you have associations? Yes. Would you have friends? Yes. However, the people who you're looking at as the end-all, be-all would not be the end-all, be-all. Why? Because they wouldn't know you. You wouldn't live in that town. You wouldn't live in that city. You wouldn't live in that state. You wouldn't live in that neighborhood. You wouldn't go to that particular school. You would have gone to a different school. So your entire path could be different. The choices that we make in our life, whether it's dealing with friends or dealing with family, are dynamic. A lot of people try to think that life is stagnant. Life is not stagnant. Life is a series of events, and those events happen whether you are active in creating a positive effect or you are not active in your life at all. Those things are going to happen. However, what a lot of people don't seem to understand is that each of us plays a key role in each of those things that happen, each and every day. Those interactions, again, your parents bore you, your parents raised you, or your grandparents, or whoever raised you. If you were in a foster home, you were raised. The influences around you helped you to create an idea and a pattern, along with your friends and associations, which made you go one way or the other, which made you decide what was good, what was bad, okay? And then from there, we have what we're talking about today. We have you. However, understand that you didn't create you without some help, and you won't destroy you without some help. But the point of this little exercise is that you need to understand that all of the things around you are influencers, and the choice of those influencers being good or bad, dramatic or extremely awesomely powerful, are how you look at those particular things that happen around you. When you choose your partner, that is a choice. The number one word that we're talking about here is choice. Your choice in your friends is something that you have control over. Again, you didn't pick your family. Okay? That's something that was kind of preordained. You got what you got, and that's what you got to deal with. However, the rest of that is within your control. If you're not having success in your life, then you need to change some things, some associations, some friendships. You know, I have people in my life that I believe are family, but they're not related to me by blood. How are they my family? They're my family because of their actions. Their actions have moved them to a certain level in my life to where, and to me, they are just as important to me as a person that shares my bloodline, that shares my genealogy, that shares my, you know, some of my thoughts, and these are people that I'm concerned about. In some cases, some of these people are people that I would do more for than I would for somebody that actually is in my bloodline. Why? Because these are people that have stepped up to the plate. They've stepped up to the plate time and time again, and they haven't let me down, to where I have family members who have never stepped up to the plate, even though I may have stepped up to the plate for them, or we may have stepped up to the plate for them time and time and time and time and time and time again. Yet those same people that are in your bloodline, those same people that are your family, have never stepped up. They've never done anything for you. Everything that they've done for you was basically for them, you know, or it's something that they want to throw back at you. It is just amazing how people feel as though they're entitled to any and everything. It constantly amazes me. But ladies and gentlemen, we are grown. We are adults in most cases, even though a lot of us are only adults in the sense of age, as far as our attitude, as far as our ability to communicate, as far as our reasoning. There's a lot of people that are still children. There are a lot of people that haven't graduated, so to speak, into the world we call reality. And the part is that their reality is their belief. However, because of the fact that some people are so skewed, they're so myopic, they're so dense, I guess you can say, that they'll never understand the damage that they not only do to themselves, but the damage that they do to all of those people around them. And that's the people that they work with, the people that they call family, the people that they call friends, the people that they call associates. Again, ladies and gentlemen, life happens. You either grab it by the horns and embrace it, live it, and get the most out of it, or you continue to blame the world for all of the things that are going wrong in your life, all of the things that are not positive, all of the failures that you have, you want to give them to someone else. I recently had an incident with at a place where I worked, and we had an individual that decided that they were just fed up. They couldn't take it anymore. So what did that person do? They shared some information with another entity accusing an individual, but yet the accusation was kind of vague. But anyway, this person shared an accusation with a particular company, and that accusation that they shared, I'm sure to them it was true. However, knowing the story and actually being involved in some of it, it didn't affect me directly. But, you know, being involved in some of what happened, I could see clearly that this person left some very key points out of the story. Well, here's the interesting thing, and when I talk about a person's belief and a person not being mature enough to see the role that they play in a particular action, this person started this whole thing, and they not only involved one entity, they then went back and involved another entity to justify what they had done with a whole other organization. So they send another notification or notification to the second company, letting them know of the particular problem and wanting them to be aware and telling them that they're letting their particular entity know about it. Okay, great, fantastic. Well, then later on, you know, other people are brought into the situation. And as other people are brought into the situation and we get a little bit more deeper into the story, you find out that the individual that's telling the original story did leave out some other things, because now other third and fourth and fifth parties get involved. And they tell the story of how, yes, but these people never got along to begin with. Yes, but this person fails to understand this. And that's just, you know, and then there's other occasions or other, not occasions, but there's other events that have transpired where the person that is complaining about another group of individuals has done things that were definitely not within line, that were definitely should have been addressed, but were let go because of the fact that the people involved just figured that, you know, that person was having a bad day. But now, if those other things had came out, then this person wouldn't have even been listened to in the first place, because their own mental state, their own pattern of doing things and way of doing things is so skewed that basically anything that they said would have had no credibility because of the fact of they just aren't very dependable to begin with and don't necessarily always see things as they are, but see things as they would like them or like other people to appear that they are. But it is just amazing how people who act like their friends stab each other in the back, how people who are supposed to be family will not help each other or do anything for each other to help each other grow. Now, I'm not talking about the relative or the friend that you've got to help 50,000 times get back on their feet. But I'm talking about people that are responsible and will do the right thing, and yet nobody will help them. Yet you have people that won't ever do the right thing and constantly want you to fix it for them, constantly want you to give them the answer. It is amazing how mentally crippled I believe that a lot of people are in our society. How a lot of people in our society, friends, family, coworkers, whatever, are so dependent on somebody else making the decisions. Yet if you were to talk to that same individual, they would tell you how independent they are, They would tell you how grown they are. They would tell you how mature they are. They would give you that, do you know how old I am? I know how old you might be, but I also know how old you act. And your age may be 30, 20, 40, 50, 60. However, your age is 4, 5, and 6. You are not an adult. You are a child in an adult body. Okay? You are a massive destructive force moving down the highway and texting on your phone. You are not a part of the community that is a give. You are part of the community that is a take. And the only person that you have any concern about on any level is yourself. Anyway, it's just really interesting when you interact with human beings and you get to get an understanding of how they function and how they think and see the things that they do and see the things that are so destructive, not only to them but to everyone around them, that it is amazing. And the fact that the people that are constantly and repeatedly do these things fail to truly acknowledge the damage and fail to truly take responsibility for the things that they do that are negative, toxic, and counterproductive, not only to themselves, but to those other people around them. It is truly amazing. But, ladies and gentlemen, we can't do anything about them. The only people that we can do something about is ourselves. Please look in the mirror every day and look at what you're doing to your life. Look at what you're doing to the lives around you. Look at how your credibility is becoming non-existent, to where your credibility is in some cases like your credit score. They say that a credit score can be somewhere between, I think it's 150 and 930. If most people were to look at their credibility like the financial companies look at your financial score, a lot of people would be hovering around 159, 180 out of a possible 930. Why? Because your credibility is trash. Because you don't take responsibility for what you're supposed to do. Because you're not a grown-up. You're still a child. You're waiting for someone else to give you the keys to the city, not understanding that you need to walk and get them yourself, not understanding that we sometimes do get over. Sometimes we get away with skating the line, but understanding that you need to step up and do what you need to do. Stop waiting for someone to give you something and stop holding everybody responsible for what you do. You know? It is just an amazing set of circumstances watching all of the different things that go on in this world and watching people do the things that they do to each other and in the manner that they do them. You do know that the people that you interact with can be the keys to your success on so many levels. Yet so many people fail to acknowledge the fact that just by treating their fellow man as a human being, they are also treating themselves with great respect. They are also treating themselves like human beings. They are also setting themselves up for success instead of setting themselves up for failure. I tell people all the time, I don't care if you're the president, the vice president of anything. When you leave your little circle of influence and you go to get on the city bus, you go get in a local cab, you're not famous. The only people that know of your title or know of your position or know of your wealth are the people that know you. The people that don't know you from a can of paint. If you try to get on the city bus and you tell them that you're the president of some company or that you're Joe the Ragman, they're going to tell you, great, Joe the Ragman, you need to give me your fare. If you don't give me your fare, then you need to get off my bus because I need to keep going. You need to get out my cab because I need to get another person. Those people don't care about you. It is a business transaction. They are trying to take you from A to B. They are trying to do their job. So, if you, Mr. President, you, Mr. Owner, you, Mr. Vice President, you, the richest man in Babylon that nobody knows, if you get in that particular conveyance and you don't pay, that individual is going to call who? They are going to call your local law enforcement. Your local law enforcement is going to show up. You are going to tell them about your status and your position, and they're going to look at you and go, "Great, sir, could you please come with us?" And then you're going to go to the local lockup or jail or in front of the local magistrate, and then they're going to give you a fine and give you a court date and tell you to appear and whatever else is going to happen to you. So what does your title mean? Your title means butkus. However, you have a social and moral responsibility to conduct yourself in a professional manner when you deal with other people. You have a moral and social responsibility to treat people like you want to be treated. And actually, you should treat people better than you want to be treated, especially if you're one of those people that think that you're a little god. Because guess what? Givers gain. The more you give, may not be today, may not be tomorrow, but the more you'll gain. We all need to stop trying to be hunters and start being farmers. We all need to start planting seeds that are going to grow into something that is going to serve us instead of trying to deplete the world we live in. Again, we have become a world of takers. We need to become a world of givers and understand that not everybody is going to give back. Not everybody is going to see your dream. Not everybody is going to realize the errors of their ways. However, we need to realize the errors of our ways. We need to do the things that we need to do so that we can prosper and grow and develop and become the sentient beings that we are supposed to be. Right now, we are the keepers of the earth, and we are doing a poor job. Look around you. Look at the news. Read the newspaper. Here's my question. If you're not part of the solution, you are part of what? You're part of the problem. Little note that's always on my office door, and I say it all the time, and now I even know who supposedly wrote the original. The original was written by Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl wrote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. Within that space, there is a choice. Within that choice, we have a choice to choose. We have the choice to choose our response." Please understand, those that are listening today, in that choice that you make lies your joy, your happiness, and your future. Take charge of your life. Do the things that are going to help you grow. Stop waiting for someone else to bring happiness and joy to you. Bring happiness and joy to yourself. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please check out our blog, and please also check us out on Facebook. It is the Zurian Show on Facebook. Please friend us and listen to our show and share it with others. Please also share the blog. And if you're looking to do something positive, check out some of the other things that we offer. We can help you. We're willing to help you because it's gain. So I'm giving to you. I'm giving my time. I'm giving my knowledge. I'm giving my effort. All right? I understand that it's not the I that matters on the sentence. What matters is the you that does something with all of the things that you're given. We are all gifted. Use it to the best of your ability. Use your gift. Share.